Today's Shi'a is Masechta Kedushin, Daf Ayin Zayin. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Ayin Zayin, Amud Aleph, at the top of Amud at the Mishnah. The Torah Kedusha, as we often discuss in our Shiurim, has identified certain women that a Kohen may not marry. If a Kohen marries a woman whom he may not marry, that woman becomes a Chalola. The subject of our Mishnah, Gemara Mitzvah Hashem, is what is the status of the child born from such a marriage. Obviously, a Kohen who married a woman who he wasn't supposed to marry, the child born from that marriage, if a male child was born from that marriage, that child would certainly not be able to be a Kohen. But the Gemara is going to focus, the Mishnah is going to speak about, what about if a female child was born from such a marriage, what is the status of that child? Begins the Gemara. Begins the Mishnah, Bas Chol Zachar, Psulim Nekona. If a Kohen married a woman who he wasn't supposed to marry, if he married a woman who he wasn't supposed to marry and they had a boy, so that boy is a Cholol, and that man married a woman, that child, that daughter, will not be allowed to marry a Kohen. The son of a Cholol teaches us the Mishnah has the status of a Cholol, and since he has the status of a Cholol, therefore his daughter is not allowed to marry a Kohen. And this defect, this issue, will remain forever. The son of a Cholol, continues generations, the halacha will be, is a Cholol, and his daughter may not marry a Kohen. Another halacha, however, Yisrael should not marry a Chalala, a Yisrael that married a Chalala, so there's no issue for Yisrael to marry Chalala, so Bitoi, the daughter born from such a marriage, is Ksher Kuna. Chalal should not bas Yisrael, if a Chalal married a bas Yisrael, says the Mishnah Bitoi Psul Kuna, his daughter may marry possible for Kuna. And the way to understand the Mishnah explains Rashi, that a Yisrael who marries a Chalala, who didn't do anything wrong with getting married to the Chalala, so that's why his daughter is fine. But a Kohen who married a Chalala, and the Torah says, Ish zayin of Chalala lo yikach, that a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Chalala. So since the Kohen is not allowed to marry a Chalala, he did something wrong in that marriage, therefore the child will be a Chalol. So, because Rashi explains, the creation of a Chalol or Chalola is built on the legitimacy of the marriage. Rabbi Yudaimer, Bas Ger Zachar, a daughter of a Ger, is the same as Bas Chalol Zachar. And just like the daughter of a Chalol is Psul Kuna, so too the daughter of a Giyoy, the daughter of whose father that is a girl whose father is a Ger, won't be allowed to marry a Kohen. But according to Yehuda, if the mother is a Giyoyris, but the father is not a Ger, he's a regular Ben Yisrael, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that Loch is can marry a Kohen. Moreover, according to Yehuda, a Kohen, as we'll see, may not marry a Giyoris, and therefore the Kohen who marries a Giyoris, if they have a son, his son will be a Chalal. Blazer ben Yaakov Omer, Yisrael shenasu Giyoris, if Yisrael marries a Giyoris, bita ksher l'kuna, his daughter can marry a Kohen, v'kein sh'ger shenasu bas Yisrael, or if the father is a Ger, marrying a bas Yisrael, there too, his opinion is bita ksher l'kuna. But Rabbi Yehuda, Elazar ben Yaakov does hold that if both parents of Gersh, as long as one parent is Yisrael, there's no problem. But says Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, of Gersh nosig Yeris, if both parents are Gerim, then the halachas be to psul kuna. Echad Ger, vechad avadim shuchorim, says the halacha. The halacha we just learned applies both by Ger or by freed slave. Afilu ad asara dairis, even if many generations have passed, achata imam Yisrael. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that this defect, so to speak, remains unless you finally have a generation that the mother is from Yisrael. And of course, the Mefarshim will point out that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't differentiate between the mother or the father, and therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the same would be if you'll have that the father's Yisrael. As long as one parent is Yisrael, this issue remains. And Rabbi Yossi has a third opinion, Afger Shinosu Gyoris. Even if both parents are Gerim, Beitai Ksher Lekuna, the child is kosher to marry a kohen. So we have three opinions in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that if the father's a Ger, the daughter can't marry a kohen. If the mother's a Gyoris, the daughter can marry a kohen. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that only if both parents are gerim, they can't marry a kohen. And Rabbi Yossi's opinion is, even if both parents were Jewish, were gerim, their daughter can marry a kohen. But we're going to learn, only provided that this girl that we're speaking about could be, was Hirasa, she was conceived and born as a Jew. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah began, Baschal Zachar Psur Menakuna La'olam. What did the Mishnah mean to say La'olam? Madatema, answers the Gemara, we might have thought, just like we've often learned in our Shurim, that a Mitzri V'adoimi can only be fully accepted into Klal Yisrael at the third generation. Malahalon, Afkanami, by Chola we would say perhaps Lachashalos Dairis. So Kamash Milan, that it's forever. So the Makna asks, if we look at the Pasuk about Chalolim, the Pasuk says, Vloyichala Zaroi Ba'amav. Zaroi seems to be forever. So why would I think that it's only limited for three generations? So the Hamakna answers that we would maybe learn a Kavach Chaymer, because as we just learned in our Mishnah, the daughter of a Chalola may marry into Kohuna. The daughter, so we see that we're not so strict with this Isser. So maybe, and by Mitzri V'adoimi, there is no difference between males and females. So if by Mitzri V'adoimi, which is, there's no difference, and the Torah is machma both by males and females, we're learning it only goes for three generations. Here, where we are differentiating between men and women, certainly maybe I would think that the Isra only goes for three Dairis. That's why we needed the Mishnah to tell us that no, that this Isra is La'olam. That's why the Mishnah had to point out that the Isra remains La'olam. Yisrael Shinosa Chalala. We learned of Yisrael married a Chalala. And as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, there's nothing wrong with that marriage. And since there's nothing wrong with that marriage, says the Gemara, Bitik Sher Lekuna. Ask the Ramanan Emili, why? Where do we know this from? So Pnei Yeshua asks that we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Vav on the base, that Kam Makam Shiesh Kedushin, wherever the Kedushin is effective, Vein Avera, there was nothing wrong in that Avera, Hochen Acha Azocha. Yesh Kedushin V'yesh Avera, Hochen Acha Apogam. So asks the Pnei Yeshua, this marriage of Yisrael marrying a Chalola, there's no Avera. A Yisrael is allowed to marry a Chalola. So the halacha is, the Mishnah says, when there's nothing wrong with the marriage, we look at the father, and the father's not a Chalola. So why do we need to start finding a source? So the Pnei Yeshua answers, the Torah says, V'lo yichalal zaroi. So the Torah are using such a very broad term of lo yichalal zaroi, we would think that the same way that a cholol disqualifies his children, so too should a chalola disqualify his children. That's why we need the Gemara to tell us that if Yisrael married a chalola, There's nothing wrong with the marriage, and the child is not disqualified at all. Ask the Gemara Menonimili, where do we know this halacha from? It says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon, Nemar, regarding Chalolim, as we just quoted, the Pasuk says, V'loy Chalol Zarei Ba'amav. V'nemar Lahalan, when the Torah speaks about Kohanim, not allowed to become Tamei, the Pasuk says, Lo Yitama Ba'al Ba'amav, that the halacha is that if a Kohen married a woman whom he wasn't supposed to marry, so even though normally a Kohen who's not allowed to become Tamei should become Tamei, is allowed to become Tamei when his wife passes away, here, Lo Yital Ba'amav, Malahalan, that the halacha of Tumah was said by Zecharim V'loy Nekevis, because the Torah begins the parasha of Tumah, of Kohanim, Emel Kohanim B'nei Aaron, and we learn B'nei Aaron V'loy B'nei Aaron, Afkan, the issue of Chilul, was only said by Zecharim V'loy Nekevis. Ask the Gemara Elamat, if that's the case, Bitoy Shekoyin Godel, if a Kohen Godel married an Almona, which as we often discuss, of course, a Kohen Godel may not marry an Almona. What happens if they have a daughter, Tishtri? Shouldn't she be allowed to marry a Kohen? Why is she not allowed to marry a Kohen? Answers the Gemara, Miksiv Benoi, if the Torah would have said, V'loi Chal Benoi, so indeed we would say, the daughter of a marriage of a Kohen and a woman whom he wasn't supposed to marry will produce only a Chal by the son. But since the Torah is Zarek Siv, Lo Yitchal Zar B'Amav, it makes no difference between a man, a boy, or a girl. The child of a marriage of a Kohen that wasn't supposed to take place will be a Chol. Ask the Gemara. If that's the case, Bas B'Noi Tishtri, if a Kohen married somebody who he wasn't supposed to, so we say that the son born from that marriage is a Chol. And now we learned in our Mishnah that continues for all generations. Why shouldn't we say that if they had a daughter, she shouldn't be possible? Says the Gemara, Loichal Zaroi, Mak Zaroi, Mahu, just like the Kohen himself who married the person he wasn't supposed to, who has the child as a Cholol, Mahu Bitipsuloi, so just like the Cholol, his daughter is possible for marrying a Kohen, Apnoi, so too the son of this individual, Bitei Psuloi. So ask the Gemara, and we're being so strong and strict, so Bas Bitei Tistra, so it should go on the daughter's side as well. And says the Gemara, we began this piece of Gemara with Gzeir Shava, and we're going to learn that way, and can Gzeir Shava Manile, what will the Gzeir Shava have accomplished? Says the Gemara, Cholol Shenasa Bas Yisrael, but if a Cholol married a Bas Yisrael, Bita Psula. Says the Gemara, Hatana Lai Resha. Haven't we learned this at the beginning of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said, Bas Cholol Zachar, if a girl has a father who's a Cholol, Psulam and a Kuna Loilam. Answers the Gemara, I did the Tana Resha, since we learned in the Resha, Yisrael Shenasa Cholola, so that's why we wanted to have the other case, even though it doesn't represent any chiddush, Tananami Sefer, the case of a Cholol Shenasa Bas Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Masnison, that says that a Cholol who married a Bas Yisrael, the daughter is not allowed to marry a Kohen, says the Gemara, the Loker of the Stoy Ben Yehuda. The Tanya of Yehuda Ben Stoy Aymer, Shem Shnei Yisrael Mikvatar L'Chololos, just like if a Cholol married a Bas Yisrael, there is no problem. The child will be fine. And allowed to marry Kohen. The daughter will be allowed to marry Kohen. Kach B'nois Yisrael. If a B'nois Yisrael married a Cholol, Mikvatar L'Chololim, and the halacha will be that daughter will be allowed to marry Kohen. Much more lenient than our Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, my time to the story of Rabbi Yehuda, what is the basis of Rabbi Yehuda, the story of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? I'm a crow, Loichal Zaroi Ba'amav, only in a case where it's Ba'amav. Ba'amav means that they're both Chalolim. That's when the child will be a Cholol. B'shnei Amimim, but if both parents are not Chalolim, So the parents are Shnei Amimim. The parents are, so to speak, two different nations because they're not the same. One is a Chala, one is not. And again, as we just learned, it doesn't make a difference. It's the father or the mother. In that case, Ein Mechel, and the daughter of such a marriage, would be allowed to marry a Kohen. Tana Rabbanan, the Pasuk says, regarding a Kohen Gadol who married someone whom he's not supposed to, Lechala Zaroi, Ein Liela Zaroi. So this Pasuk only teaches us that the child born from that marriage is a cholol. He, the woman who married a Kohen whom she wasn't supposed to marry, he atzma minayin. How do we know that she herself also becomes disqualified? The woman who wasn't supposed to marry the Kohen, that married a Kohen, how do we know that she becomes a cholola through such a marriage? Amrit kavachoyma, ma zaroi. And we talk about the child of the Kohen Gadol and the woman he wasn't supposed to marry did becomes a cholol. And this child didn't do anything wrong, just a product of that wrong marriage. Lo'av avera, he didn't do anything wrong, and yet mischalol. So certainly the woman herself, he, sha'av avera, she herself who did the avera, and it didn't, that certainly she mischalolos. So the Marit and the Pnei Yeshua ask, how can we learn anything from a kavachomer? Isn't there a rule throughout Shas, Amas Hirim Menadin, that even if a halacha is logical, we cannot say that that's the Isser just based on a kavachomer? So Pnei Yeshua says that there's no malchus. When we say Amas Hirim Menadin, that we can't give a punishment based on a kavachomer. Here we're not talking about a punishment. Here we're talking about a yichus. He also says that what the Gemara means to say is that the kavachomer is not here to create an isur, because indeed we can't create isurim based on kavachomer. What the Gemara means to say is, says the Pnei Yeshua, that the Torah speaks about a halola. There are people who are halolim. We don't know who those people are. That's the subject of this piece of Gemara, where a woman who wasn't supposed to marry a Kohen married the Kohen, she becomes a Halola. All the Gemara is doing is applying where the word Halola is applicable. That's not called creating an Issa through a Kavachomer. So the Kavachomer was that if the child who didn't do anything wrong becomes a Halola, certainly the mother who did something wrong becomes a Halola. So the Pnei Yeshua and others asked Avi's question. We see that that kavachomer is not a good kavachomer because the halacha is a mamzer. If, as we've learned and will learn, that if there's a couple who had relations that where they weren't supposed to, where the kedushin is not taifis, the halacha is the child would be a mamzer. But that doesn't disqualify any of the parents. So we see that the parents are the ones who actually did the avera, but it's the child who becomes a mamzer, not the parent. So the Pnei Yeshua says that we can't use this, we can't bring a raya from there. That isn't a good question. Why is it not a good question, explains the Pnei Yeshua? Because there, he said, he was speaking about Kohanim. And Kohanim, the whole concept of Kohuna is based on a level of Kedusha. And that's why, certainly, someone who lived with a Kohen that wasn't supposed to has profaned that Kedusha. Mamzer is not Aloha in Kedusha. It's Aloha in Tfisa's Kedushin, and that's why it's not a fair question. Says the Gemara, who atzmai? So the Gemara is saying the person himself who did the Avera certainly should be treated that way. Ask the Gemara, but I'll prove to you that that isn't a good line of reasoning. Who atzma yichich? What about the Kohen? The Kohen who married a woman that he wasn't supposed to. Shava Avera. So he certainly did an Avera. Amos Chalal. The Kohen doesn't become disqualified. So we should say, Ma says, so why does the wife necessarily become a Chalala? Says the Gemara. Ma that anybody that he came relations with doesn't make him a chalal. Time of he, that the halacha is that a woman can become a chalala. If a woman has relations with somebody that she's not supposed to, so she becomes disqualified forever to marry a kohen. Vimnav shechloimer, if you want to ask a question on this, amakra loychal zaroi loychulo shesha yakoshev in eschalal. Is somebody who was kosher, his wife until this point, and now becomes chalala. It can't be referring to the daughter because or the son, because they were never in a good place. Says the Gemara, when we say Imnav Shechalom, it means you could have asked the question. What is the question you could have asked? The Chitayma, the question you could have asked, Ikla Mifrach, Ma'ala Zaroi, Sheken Yitzirasa Ba'Aveira. The child was born as a product of an Aveira. But the woman, even though she married somebody she wasn't supposed to, but she wasn't created that way. And maybe these disqualifications only are applicable, the Gemara wanted to think, on somebody who was created in sin. Amakra lo yichalol, to teach us that leichol zashay kosh v'neschalol, you can become a chalol even if you were originally fine. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us, eze chalola kol shenoda min psulim. Any girl who was born from psulim is a chalola. Ask the Gemara, my psulim, what does this mean? Ilema psulim loi, the halacha is, that what will be if Yisrael married a woman whom he's not supposed to marry? Will the child be a chalola? Ask the Gemara, I'll show you why that is incorrect. Harei amachsa gushosai. The halacha is if a couple gets divorced, as long as the wife did not marry anyone else, they could remarry. But if she got married to someone else, then they can't get remarried. So what happens if this wife that he divorced married someone else? The psululoi, that she may not marry him, but now the children born, if he did remarry her, sheirim. Because the Torah says, Layucha ba'al arishin, asha sholcha, losha v'kachtoi, l'kachto, liyasloi l'isha achre shetama, kitevis Hashem. To teach us, kitueva, this woman who married the kohen did something terrible. Vein b'nei toivim. So we see here that somebody married somebody they weren't supposed to, but the children don't become chalolim. So how could you make a statement, asked the Gemara, that anybody who's born from a marriage that should have not taken place is a chalol? So the Gemara modifies its statement. This is what it means to say. Eze chalala. What is the definition of a chalala? Kol shenodam and psul kuna. That if the father was a kohen and he married a woman whom he's not supposed to, the child will be a chalal. Says the Gemara, nolda in, loy nolda loy, is only going to be that way. Vare amana, v'grusha, zoyna de loy nolda. They're not born. And we just finished learning that if they married a kohen when they weren't supposed to, the kav chalala. So we see the chalala is not connected to being born. Says the Gemara, Amarava hachkamer. This is what the Braisa meant to say. Eze chalala muskeris shloi hoyslo shasa kosher kalal. As we're learning in our shiur today, there are two types of chalolim. There's somebody who is born as a chalol and somebody who becomes a chalol. So the Braisa meant to speak about who is somebody a chalala muskeris. The Gemara is going to explain this word in a moment, but we're saying it means somebody who's born as a chalal. Shloi hayloi shasa kosher klal, that was never in a different status. Somebody shenoldim b'sulkana, that if a kohen married a woman whom he wasn't supposed to, that daughter will be a chalala. Ask the Gemara, what was the word muskeris that was just use mean? Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Avraham Hakama, Eze Chalala Sheikra Medevei Taira, What is the halala that the Torah, when the pasuk says halala la yikach, the simple pshat in the word halala, vein tzrichim farish with the very seifrim, doesn't need, as the Gemara that we just discussed had to elaborate to explain, becomes a halala. It's simple pshat in the pasuk. That is called me kol shenoldim psulikuna. Tarabonim, amana. If a kohen gadol had relations with Amana, that means she lost three husbands, so she was an Amana three times, and the Kohen now goes and marries her, and Chayiv El Achas. He's only going to get one set of Malkus. The Gemara is immediately going to explain exactly what is meant here. Similarly, says the Gemara, Grusha, a woman who was a Grusha three times, and a Chayiv, and a Kohen marries her, and Chayiv El Achas. Amana Grusha V'Chalol of a Zayna, B'Zman Shehem Keseder. If this woman got these different statuses in the order that's mentioned here, first she became an Amana, then she became a Chagusha, then she became a Chalula, then she became a Zayna, so then he'll be Chayiv, and the Kohen has relations, he'll Chayiv Kol Achas V'Achas. But if it wasn't exactly in this order, Zintza, Venis Chalala, Venis Garsha, Venis Amala, even though she has all four of these same issues, but it was in this order, not in the specific order that we learned a second ago, then, and the Kohen marries her, the halacha is, Ein Chayiv Ala Achas. As the Gemara analyzes this price. Amamar, Amona, Ein Chayiv Ala Achas. As the Gemara, Hay Amona Echidami. Exactly what was meant here. Ilay Mishabah Amonis Ruvain. He had relations with Amonis Ruvain and Amonis Shimon and Amonis Levi, the three different Amonis, and he had relations with each one separately, Amayan Chayiv Ala Achas. And there is a Machloikis Rishonim. What does this mean when the Gemara says there's going to be Chayiv three Malkus? Will you need separate hasra for each one, or will one hasra be adequate? And the machlokes is Tosfos Rit says you're going to one hasra. It's all one aveira, and therefore one hasra is enough. The Miri says that the fact that it's all one aveira, but these are three separate people, albeit with the same iser, you'll need separate hasras. But ask the Gemara, why would I think Yechayv on Yachas? Hare Guf Mechalakim, Hare Shemes Mechalakim. These are three different people, and each one has a different name, so to speak. One is Amonis Ruvain, one is Amonis Shimon, one is Amonis Levi. So of course, you're going to chayv for each one separately. It says the Gemara, Ela Shaba Amona Achas Shalosh Pius. He had relations with an Amona three times. Hechidami. And that's when we're discussing. Ask the Gemara exactly what is the situation that we are discussing. Ilayma Deloy Asrabai, if he didn't give a separate hasra before each bia, so of course, Pshita Dein Chayiv Ala Achas, he'll only be Chayiv one set of Malkus. Because since there was only one hasra, the halacha is to be Chayiv, you have to have separate hasras. So, Elo, this man called Chada V'Chada. Before each bia, there was a separate hasra. So if there was a separate hasra before each bia, ask the Gemara, Amaya and Achayiv Alachas. Why would the price say you only get one set of Malkus? For Tanan, Ham, we learned in the Mishnah Masech, the Nazir, that Mem Beis Amin Aleph, Nazir Shoy Yishoy Suyayin Kol Yom Kula, Nazir is drinking wine all day long, and we know that a Nazir, of course, may not drink wine. The halach is en chayv ala malkus. He only gets one set of malkus. It's interesting that the Rambam in the Pirush of Mishnayis, Masech the Nazir, says when our Gemara here says that en chayv ala achas, that he only gets one set of malkus, that means that Bedinei Odo, what we're speaking about here, about Bezdin administering malkus, so Bezdin will only, as we just said, if there weren't separate asras, administer only one set of malchus. But even though the halacha is that Beis Din will only administer one set of malchus, says the Rambam, that's B'dinei Adam. But when we speak about B'dinei Shemayim, this person kept on drinking wine. And since he kept on drinking wine, of course, B'dei Shemayim, he's going to be chayiv. B'dei Shemayim, he's going to be chayiv for every Avera that he did, a separate malchus. The focus of our Gemara, says the Rambam, is what Beis Din will do. The focus isn't what happens with Shemayim. But, Amar lo al tishta, if he got separate hasros, who shows and he continues to drink, he's going to be chai for each one separately. There are many explanations given by the Rishonim. Why is the halacha this way? The Nimukei Yosef in the Tva says that you only can get malchus for an avera that you did immediately after Asra. Because if the avera wasn't done immediately after Asra, you could always say that I forgot about the Asra. The Tosfos in Masechet Makkah says, if a person's drinking all day long, what separates each act of drinking? So Tosfos says it's the hasra that separates each act of drinking. And therefore, you have to have a separate hasra, otherwise it's all considered one long act of drinking. Along the same line, the Tosfos Rit explains that if the person wasn't given one separate hasras, he could always say that what I thought was that one Asra, one Malchus. The only way we could give multiple Malchus is by giving him multiple Asras. So again, what is the Braisa teaching us? Answers the Gemara, Tzricha, Shabo Almonas Reuven, Shais Almonas Shimon, Hais Almonas Levi. This woman was an Almona for three different men. Since she has this title of Almona separately from three different men, so it could be, when the Kohen marries her, it should be considered three separate Averis. We have to have different people. And this Veleka is just the same person. So we said, that if the person is Amana, if this woman is an Amana, Grusha v'chalol of a Zayna, in that order, then the halacha is, you'll get separate Malchus. In a different order, if it was in a different order, then there wouldn't be different Malchus. So, we begin now the sugya of Enes Echal Alisser. The Achroinim ask a question. Beis Shammai, we learned at the end of Masechta Megidin, says, Leigarish Adam es Ishtoi, a man may not divorce his wife, Elam kein nimtza ba'arvus tavor, unless he found that she was immoral. So asks the Noida Behuda, why do we need a pasuk to teach us that a Kohen can't marry a Grusha? If the Kohen divorced her, then obviously, she's a Zayna, because Beis Shammai says that's the only time you're allowed to get divorced. So the question is, if she's a Zayna, so we should learn that you can't be, now it should be a question, what came first? So Noida Behuda answers that when Beis Shammai says, Leigarish Adam Ishtayelam Kei Motzav Deres Davar, that's only when Beis Din intervenes. What is the only case that Beis Din that he could divorce her Bal Karcha, as we often have learned, finished say the Noshim. Midaraisa, a husband could divorce his wife against his will. Says the Noida Behuda, a husband could divorce his wife against her will only in Nitzaba Ervis Dover. But let's say he's divorcing her for another reason. It's not Beis Shammai holding you can never divorce a wife for any other reason. But Beis Shammai holds, then you couldn't divorce a Bal Karcha. So the Gemara begins now the sugya of Enes Echal Alisser. If something is already Usser, it can't become Usser again. However, as we're going to learn, There are a number of exceptions to this rule. One is Issa Maisif. If this second Isser adds to what wasn't there before, then we say Issa Chala Isser. That means if there's a woman that is your mother-in-law, so your mother-in-law, of course, you're not allowed to have relations with. If your mother-in-law wasn't married, now she got married. So till now, she was only also to you. Now she's also to the whole world because she's an Eishes Ish. That's called an Issa Maisif. An Issa Kailal, if it affects more pieces. For example, a good Gira Nosha is Osir. Because if a Gira Nosha of a Nevela will be Osir because of Nevela. Because the Issa of Nevela is on the other pieces of meat that weren't Gira Nosha. So since that adds to the other pieces of meat, it will also be on the Gira Nosha. The other example is Issa Bebas Achas. If the two Asurim come at the same exact moment, so then we don't say Ein Issa Chalal Isser, and Issa Chomer. If the second Isser is a more serious Isser than the first Isser, then we say everybody will agree Issa Chalal Isser. So now goes back. Now we go into our Gemara. As we said, as we learned in the Braisa said that a Kohen will get multiple Malkus if a woman has all of these different categories, but specifically in the order mentioned. Ask the Marhai Tanamai Kosover. What is his opinion? Ikosover is a Chalal Isser. That doesn't make a difference. Another Isser could always fall on a previous Isser. Ipchanami, it shouldn't make a difference. Vikasover, if on the hand, the opinion of this Tana is that Ein Issa Chalal Isser, Afilu Kasei Dezen Namiloi, then the Halacha should be that Ein Issa Chalal Isser. Answers the Gemara, Amma Rava, Hai Tana Issa Chalal Isser Lespoi. This Tana holds Ein Issa Chalal Isser. However, as we just gave our introductory remarks, Issa Maisif Islay. If it's a situation of Isser Maisif, then he agrees. So let's understand. This woman was Amana. The Amana is only Asur to Kohen Gadol, but Shayil Kohen Hedjit. A Kohen Hedjit may marry an Amana. Now, when she becomes a Grusha, when she becomes a divorcee, Mega the Taisulay is Sura Gab Kohen Hedjit. So now she cannot just not marry Kohen Gadol, she may not marry Kohen Hedjit either. So that's why Taisulay is Sura. So the Issa Grusha is effective even with Gabi Kohen Gadol. But a dying the Shai Lemechel Truma, a woman who's a Bas Kohen, who doesn't have children from Yisrael, and is not currently married to a Kohen, the Shaval Beis Avia, she's allowed to eat Truma. Havala Chalala, but if she becomes Chalala, Migidah Taisvi Sura Lemechel Truma, now she may not eat Truma. That's called, and this, that's, as we just said, called Anissa Kailal, Itaisvi Surah Lagabakoyim Gadol. So that's how we understood this order of Amana, Grusha, V'chalola. Says the Gemara, Ella, ask the Gemara, Ella, Zaina, then the Mishnah said, then the Braisa said that you have a Zaina, she becomes a Zaina. What is Moisef Ispa? Why is there not an issue of Enes Chalal Isser? Answers the Gemara Amar Rav Chana Bar Ketina Hoyav Hashem's Nus Pais B'Yisrael. Although as a woman who is Mazana, a woman who has an improper adulterous relation willingly is not allowed to marry even not allowed to be married even to Yisrael. That's enough, explained the Mefarshim, the Rishash, that even though it has nothing to do with Kohen, and this woman was also to the Kohen anyway, that's enough that should still be considered an Issa Maisif. That's the way the Rishash explains. The Chazanish says a different explanation, also in line what we said in our introductory remarks. The Chazanish says the fact that a woman who was Mezana is Osir to a Yisrael makes the Isser Zoyna into an Isser Chomer. And we learned, says the Chazanish, that an Isser Chomer, by an Isser Chomer, we do say Isser Chal al Isser. And therefore, says the Chazanish, that's why the Isser Zoyna would be Chal. Says the Gemara, Tana Tana Kamed Rav Sheshes. The Pasuk says, Amana Grush V'Chalol Zoynas Eila La Yikach, Kol Shubi Yikach, any woman that was, when she didn't have these disqualifications, was able to marry Kohen Gadol, Harei Hu B'La Yikach, when this woman, her status changes, Amana, for example, that's when Anissa La Yikach would kick in. However, any woman that the Kohen, even when she didn't have these statuses, the Kohen couldn't marry her, then the issue that the Kohen can't marry her doesn't kick in. Prat, the Kohen Gadol Shebaal Chayis Almana. Even though when she was a Psula, he couldn't have married her because she's his sister, therefore, even now that she becomes Almana, she doesn't become more osotim because she's an Amana. Rav Sheshes said to this person who taught the Braisa, Damalach Mani, who is the author of this Braisa? So he says, Rav Shimonhi, Damar, Eina Sechal Alissa. It's Rav Shimon's opinion that holds Eina Sechal Alissa. The Tanya, Rav Shimon Omer, Hoicho Nevela B'Yom Kippurim, if somebody eats a Nevela on Yom Kippur, Potter. He won't get the Isser of eating on Yom Kippur, he won't have the Isser of eating on Yom Kippur. De Rabbanan, and therefore, since it was already Osir from before Yom Kippur, Ein Isser Chalal Isser, and therefore it doesn't become more Osir. The Rishonim discuss a very important question, when did this animal become a nevela? The easiest way of learning the Gemara is that it became a nevela already before Yom Kippur. The Rabbanon, because according to Rabbanon, you would be chayiv hamri isser chal al isser. And the same thing here, the choysoi that becomes almana, if you say ein isser chal al isser, will not be also to our brother the Kohen God because of almana, because she's already also to him because of a choysoi. We say then it'll be Aser. Says the Marfil Tamer Rabbanon. Even the Rabbanon hold Ein Eschala Aser. Here will be effective. Kiam Rabbanon Eschala Aser. Hani Mili Bisachomer Al Eschal. Yom Kippur is a more serious issue than Nevela. Because the Isser of eating on Yom Kippur is Kares. The Isser of eating Nevela is Malkus. Aval Eschal Al Eschomer. Amona, which is not as a serious Amona Kohen Gadol, which is not as a serious issue as a chayisoy, even the Rabbanan will agree loy chayim. But says the Gemara Ikadamri, there's a different version. The Hamani Rabbanan, who's this opinion Rabbanan Damri Yisachal Issa? Kiam Rabbanan Yisachal Issa, Hani Mili, Bissachomer, Alisachal, Aval Yisachal Alisachomer, loy chayim. The Rav Shimon, because if it wanted to say that it's following the opinion of Rav Shimon, that holds Enes Chal Isser, if Rav Shimon holds Isser Chomer, Yom Kippur, Al Isser Kal Loi Chayil, then certainly Isser Kal Al Mona, Al Isser Chomer, Achoyse Loi Chayil. Answers the Gemara, that says the Gemara, this is not a compelling argument, because we could say that even though Rav Shimon always holds Enes Chal Al Isser, but here we're talking about Isser Kuhuna, and Kohanim have their own unique special rules, and maybe by Kohanim, Rabbi Shimon will agree that Issa Chal al Isser, even an Issa Kal on Issa Chomer, Kamash Malam. Amalei Rabbanan Pabla Abaya. Yisrael Baal HaChaisai, if Saul has relations with his sister, Zoyna Majvilei, he certainly makes her into a Zoyna, Chalala Majvilei, Ola Majvilei. What will be Halacha regarding his status, is she Chalala or not? Mi Avrinan, do we say, Mechai V'Lavin, an Amana who married a Kohen Gadol, a Grush who married a Kohen Hedget, which is only a Chi of Lav, the woman becomes a Chalala. So certainly, Mechai V'Krisis, a Yisrael who has a relationship with a sister, which is a Chai of Krisis, La Koshkein, that this woman will become a chalala. A dilma, as we said earlier in our shir, ein chalala el misakuna. A woman can only become a chalala when there's isakuna involved, and here there was no isakuna involved. Amalei, Sabai says that the halacha is ein chalala el misakuna bavad. You only can become a chalala that way. Amarava, so says Rava, minoha milsadam rabbanan. From where do we indeed notice halacha? The ein chalala el misakuna, the Tanya, the Brisa says, the Pasuk says, amana grush v'chalala v'zayinas elu layikach. Says the Gemara, layayim a grush v'kain gadol. It wouldn't have been necessary for this to tell us that kain gadol may not marry grusha. The Taisi, b'kav achay m'kain hedjit. Why can't we learn it from a kain hedjit? V'anam minyan. Hash to kain hedjit is surah. If a grusha may not marry kain hedjit, the kain gadol mibayu, of course she may not marry kain gadol. Namra lemra. So why did the Torah anyway say that a kain gadol may not marry an amana, a grusha? Shem shchaluk a grusha b'zayin v'chalala b'kain hedjit, to teach us that these are separate lavim b'kain hedjit, kachaluka b'kain gadol, each one is a separate lav. Says the Mar Peshitta. So again, if a kain hedjit has a separate lav for every one of these types of women, certainly so should be that locha by a kain gadol. Migra gara, is the kain gadol any worse than a regular kain? Ella, to teach us, shem shechaluka grusha mezonim chalala b'kain hedjit, by kain hedjit gets separate malchus, kach amana chaluka megrusha mezonim chalala b'kain gadol, that if the woman is an amana and a grusha to chalala, you get separate malchus. Says the Gemara, chalala loy nemer. But the pasuk that speaks about a kain gadol, why was it said by kain gadol? It's already asked from when for kain hedjit. Ein chalala, to teach us, ein chalala el misakuna. Ask the Mar Zayna lama nemra. Why does the Torah have to say kain gadol can't marry a zayna? If a kain hedjit can't marry a zayna, a kain gadol certainly not. Nema kan zayna. The Torah used the words zayna by kain gadol. Nema lahal and zayla by kain hedjit. Ma kan zara chulun. That will make the child into chalal. Af halen zarechun. So we see it's only from an issekuna. Amar Ravashi, hilchah koyin abal achoysoi, a koyin who has relations with a sister, zayna mashmalei, chalala my mashmalei, because it's an issek achoysoi, not an issekuna. Chazu balah, but when he has relations with her a second time, so now the first bia made into a zayna, and the second bia also chalala makes into a chalala.